Welcome to the September 18th, 2025 episode of FreePod. I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors. Now, let's see what's going on.
The Freeport Art Museum will officially open the new Sculpture Walk in downtown Freeport this Friday, September 19th. Featuring seven new sculptures throughout the downtown, the Sculpture Walk does not use any tax dollars. It is a collaboration between the Freeport Art Museum, the Arts and Culture Commission, and the City of Freeport. The not-for-profit Freeport Art Museum secured the donated artwork from two local artists, as well as artists from Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, Maryland, and New York. The new pieces of art will stand along Chicago Avenue for an entire year, and then be available for purchase. You're invited to the opening reception at the Freeport Public Library tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. You can access a free audio tour by scanning QR codes found at each sculpture.
The city has received a reimbursable brownfield grant award of nearly $1.7 million to demolish the buildings at 17 and 19 West Main Street in downtown Freeport. Both buildings have debilitating roof and water issues that make them unrepairable. Formerly the location of a dry cleaning business, the buildings also have confirmed contamination that needs to be addressed as part of the demolition process. Fisher's Excavating was the successful bidder for the project at $1.1 million. The city is also in the process of demolishing 17 dangerous properties on East Stevenson Street, South Carroll Street, East Pleasant, and several other areas.
Construction has begun on the Illinois Route 73 bridge over Yellow Creek, just south of US 20 near Lena. The project includes repairing the bridge deck and replacing bridge joints. One lane will remain open with temporary signals controlling traffic, and the job should be completed by the end of November. Learn more about immigration law at the League of Women Voters of Freeport's presentation by Sarah Dady, a well-known immigration attorney from Rockford, Tuesday, September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. Everyone is invited to attend the program on this important topic.
Pretzel City Brew Fest is next weekend. Next Saturday, September 27th, bring your friends and enjoy the best beer tasting event in the region. Sample beers direct from the breweries of the area while you also enjoy taste treats from a number of food trucks as well as competitive games. $40 general admission tickets include entry, 20 tastings, and a souvenir glass. There are also a limited number of $75 VIP passes, which is worth it, and they include entry an hour early, 30 tasting tickets, access to special releases, and the VIP lounge, a Brewfest t-shirt, VIP souvenir glass, and a swag bag. Tickets can be purchased in advance online by searching on events at greaterfreeport.com. Tickets will also be available at the gate for $40 for general admission, and designated driver tickets can also be purchased the day of the event for $10, but VIP tickets will not be available. This is a rain or shine event that is open to those 21 and older.
Highland Community College showcases its first exhibit of the fall 2025 semester, which will feature selected works by previous students from the past 15 years. The exhibit is open now, and it runs through October 6th in the Ferguson Fine Arts Center at HCC. The Highland Gallery is free and open to the public.
In other Highland news, the Lifelong Learning Program at Highland Community College is offering a wide variety of both returning and new classes this fall that are designed to inspire curiosity, creativity, and connection. Whether you want to explore history, expand your creative skills, or dive into the latest technology, there's something for everyone. Check out the fall course catalog at highland.edu by searching on Lifelong or call 815-599-3403 for more information.
When did you last donate blood? In partnership with Rock River Valley Blood Center, the Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois is hosting a blood drive next Tuesday, September 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Y. Reserve a spot today at the URL in the print version of this episode or by calling 815-965-8751.
Join the Family Enrichment Program next Wednesday, September 24th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Crate Park in Freeport. The event will be held at the Koenig Shelter near the bandstand and includes activities for babies, sensory exploration, an interactive version of the Very Hungry Caterpillar, fishing games, and much more. Activities are focused for children from newborns to 3 years of age, but the whole family is invited and the public event is open to all families with children in this age range. Register through the QR code at the Family Enrichment Program page on Facebook or call 815-599-1408. The Regional Office of Education number 8 encompasses Stevenson, Carroll, and Joe Davies counties and partners with parents to give their children the best possible start. It is a free personal visiting program for families with children birth to age 3 and also provides prenatal services.
Big O's on the Hollow, just east of Freeport, recently welcomed America's Best Restaurants to its dining room to highlight its popular menu items and feature an interview with owner Kevin O'Brien. The restaurant serves as a location for a wide variety of community events, including a number of fundraisers. O'Brien, who worked for Applebee's for many years, opened the restaurant with his parents, Patrick and Doreen, in 2018 and named it for his grandfather, who was known as Big O. The episode will air later on social media platforms. Congratulations, Big O's!
Freeport School District 145 is beginning a new strategic plan that will begin to be implemented in 2026 and will be looking for community input during the process. According to the district, the new three-year plan will shape the future of education in the district with a strong focus on student success. Priorities include improving educational outcomes by enhancing student performance, community engagement through stakeholder input and participation, optimizing resources while supporting high standards, and long-term sustainability for the district academically and financially. The process will incorporate feedback from parents, students, staff, and the community. You can provide input now on the website at fsd.org, and more info will be posted there when available.
The Northwest Illinois Aerial Combat Memorial in downtown Lena, which features a donated F-4 Phantom fighter jet, has received its final touches. The F-4 Jet Memorial, which honors war veterans, is located across from the American Legion Hall and includes plans for flags, benches, and pavers to provide a historical lesson for the community and to attract tourists. Thank you to the F-4 Jet Memorial volunteers for their hard work in bringing this project to life.
Victoria Hansen, manager at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau, took a moment to remind us of the great apple varieties we can find at orchards in our area. While there are nearly 100 varieties of apples grown in the United States, only a few account for more than 90% of apple production. Some favorites include the Gala, which is a crispy, juicy, and very sweet apple idea for snacking. Red Delicious, which is sweet and best enjoyed fresh or on salads. Fuji, which is also sweet and firm and perfect for eating fresh. And Honey Crisps, that are crisp and as sweet as their name implies and great choices for snacking, salads, or applesauce. As our local apple orchards open for the season, please support them and enjoy your delicious fall favorites or find new ones.
Come to the Youth Aviation event on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Albertus Airport. Every year, the Freeport Pilots Association hosts a fun day to introduce youth to careers in aviation with free plane rides for kids ages 8 through 17. You can register online at eaachapters.org or call 815-232-1078 for more information. There will also be plenty of fun for adult attendees.
Also beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, you can beautify your home for fall and support the annual Mums and Pumpkins sale at the Friends Forever Humane Society south of town, where all proceeds benefit the shelter.
The Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by supporters of the Freeport Elks Lodge 617. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to serve up brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches.
As always, don't forget the farmer's market tomorrow morning, both in downtown Freeport and near Higher Grounds on the south edge of the city, as well as in Lena.
This year's Eats and Beats event distributed more than $20,000 to local Freeport nonprofit groups, representing a 25% increase over last year's success. Be sure to invite your friends to join you at the next Eats and Beats in 2026.
If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on weekly events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of Free Pod episodes.
Make sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview, where Freepod host Alan Wenzel interviews Jessica Modica, executive director of the Freeport Art Museum, about the sculpture walk being installed in downtown Freeport. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime.
Next Tuesday, Freepod and Timbuktu host, me, visits with Kurt Steffen, Cub Food Store Manager, about how it takes a village to make a supermarket great. You should take some time with this one. It's fun. It's good. This pod will post at noon on Tuesday, September 23rd, and be available to listen to then or at any time after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice.
We need your help, too. When you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, please like or follow us. This helps us to move up in the rankings of podcasts and enables us to better promote ourselves throughout the region. On Facebook, also click on like to help us increase our presence.
As always, Freepod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team Freepod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. For more info, including how you could make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org.
Time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. Thank you for listening.